The next attribute on our list is Lev Tov, a good heart. The truth is that in Perkei Avos, we've seen the importance of a Lev Tov already earlier in Perek Bey's Mishnah Tess. Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai is asking, Tzu Uru'u Ezu Hi Derech Yishara Shidbak Baha Adam. What is the best way, the right way, the ideal path, if you had to pick one thing that a person should attach themselves to? And a number of answers are suggested. One opinion is Ayin Tova, a good eye, Chaver Tov, good friends, Shachin Tov, good neighbor, Haroes Hanole, the ability to see the future, not in the sense of prophecy, but understanding and deducing, predicting what will come next, having a sense of anticipation. And then the Mishnah says, Rebbe Lozer Omar, Lev Tov. Lev Tov is what he thinks is the thing that a person should choose. And then the Mishnah concludes, most importantly for us, Amar Lahem, Roe Ani Divrei Elazar Ben Arach, Chlal Dvarav Dvarechem, that his opinion, that of Lev Tov, is the most important one, that because his, apparently, Lev Tov encompasses all the others. What exactly this means, we'll have to see, but certainly this Mishnah earlier in Avos introduces us to the idea of Lev Tov and the significance of having a Lev Tov. A number of psukim in Tanakh also acknowledge the importance of Lev, specifically in the context of wisdom. For example, in Shmos, Perek Lamed Aleph, Ubelev Kol Chacham Lev Nasati Chachma. So the Chachma is placed in the heart, in the Lev. In Mishle, two places at least, Perek Yedalet, Pasuk Lamed and Gimel, refers to the Kerev, Belev Navon Tanua Chachma, that it's the home, the heart, the resting place for an understanding heart is where wisdom will lie, as well as in Mishle and Perek Yitzayin, Pasuk Tezayin, where here also the says, Lama Zeh Bechir B'yad Kesil L'knos Chachma V'lev Ayin. It's a foolish thing to try to acquire a chachma without having a lev. So we see here in these multiple psukim the association between lev and chachma. The initial Mishnah we mentioned in Perkei Avos speaks about the importance of lev tov, but these psukim are not just general, but actually allude to the specific relationship between having a lev or a lev tov and wisdom and being a chacham. And yet, even though the association is quite clear, but it's nevertheless mysterious. It's clear that it exists, but it's mysterious and unclear why and in what way. The Maharal here in Perek Vav in Derech Chaim says something which also is both clear and enigmatic. He says, Ki Torah Tikra Tov. He says, Torah is known as something good. After all, the Pasuk in Mishle, Perek Dal, tells us, Ki Lekach Tov Nasati Lechem Torah Si Al Ta'azovu, a Pasuk we all know, the davening. And there, the Lekach Tov is obviously a reference to the Torah. So says the Maral, Torah refers to something good. Torah Tikra Tov is called good. Nesha Torah Tikra Tov, Lo Timsa Torah Rak B'Misha Hu Tov. So since Torah is the epitome and the epitome of goodness, so then Torah can only be contained and only be absorbed by someone who has a good heart. What does that mean? Someone who is good? V'hainu Mishieshlo Lev Tov. Again, the importance of it and the association between Lev Tov and Torah or wisdom, very clear, and yet the Derech HaChaim seems to be more of a riddle than a insight. What exactly does this mean? Because Torah is good, therefore it can only be in a good heart. What exactly is the relationship between what is the definition of a good heart? That's the first question, of course. And then the related question, specifically for our purposes, is in what way does that connect us to Chachma, to Kinyan Torah? Some Mefarshim speak about Lev Tov as a reference to the possession of certain positive midos, good characteristics. So for example, the Tiferes Yisrael here in Perek Vav, in Perek Kinyan Torah, tells us, Shehei Tiv'o Rach, Malachein V'chesed L'Heitiv V'Simcha L'Brios. It refers to someone, says the Tiferes Yisrael, who has a Lev Tov. It means someone who has a soft, kind disposition, a yielding nature to others, full of chen, goodness, and not only is kind, but is actually happy to help. L'heitiv basimcha l'abrios, happy to help other people. It's compassionate and giving. Similarly, the Tiferet Yisrael back in Perek Beis, commenting on the Mishnah that we mentioned at the outset, that Rabbi Lazar ben Arach had said that the Derech Yishara, the thing that a person should choose, is Lev Tov. The Mishnah had told us that this is the key to everything. So there, commenting on that Mishnah, the Tiferet Yisrael also says a very similar way, that what does that mean, someone who has a Lev Tov? Shalibo Tamid Sameach, Umezuman Lehitiv Lakol. Someone who's generally, if not always, in a good mood, and always ready to help do good to others. And here, unlike in our parak, here the Tiferes Yisrael specifically connects this to learning and says that actually it's a kind of a siyata d'shmaya, a certain divine promise and gift that a person has. If you're this kind of person, the Lev Tov, someone who is kind and compassionate, giving, always looking to help people with a smile, that you will be Zocha, says the Tiferes Yisrael, to Hashem's blessings, specifically to sharpen you and to make you someone who can truly possess the Torah. The Tiferes Yisrael adds here that one of the ways that this is accomplished is not only by doing good things, but by doing them repeatedly. The person doesn't just do good deeds, but he does them so consistently to the point that they become habit and second nature. A person who has that kind of personality, who is so giving, so compassionate, so kind, that just becomes second nature to him. So that is a person who has a Lev Tov, and that is a person who will be Zocha to the special Siyata Deshmaya, to grow in learning, to become a Talmid Chacham. Rabbeinu Yonah there in Perek Beis, Perek Yavos, also explains the idea of Lev Tov in a somewhat similar vein, and he says that this refers to Zil HaSavlan, She'inu K'tzaruach, Mesrachek Mimidas HaKas, U'meishiv B'ma'aneh Rach. Not the same idea of helping people, but nevertheless someone who has a very kind and patient disposition, so that even when they're provoked, and even when they have reason to get angry, they don't. Such a person, says Rabbeinu Yonah, has a Lev Tov. It refers to a good and kind-hearted personality, someone with self-control and patience, who doesn't get angry and always speaks softly. Rabbeinu Yonah himself, in Shari Tshuva, in Shar Gimel, in paragraphs Lamed Hei and Lamed Vav, also develops this idea without a specific reference to the term Lev Tov, but the same personality and the pertinence of it, says Rabbeinu Yonah there, that not only is it kindness to give to others, but again, as we saw earlier, to do so happily, to do so with a benevolent heart, with midas hanedivus, not just to do it, but to truly feel a certain sense of genuine compassion and philanthropy. Furthermore, Rabbeinu Yonah continues there, and he says a person must also remove any sense of achzarios, any cruelty from our heart, and instead we should be rachamim. And through that, he says, we'll be zocha to rachamei shamayim. He quotes the Gemara, kol marachim ala brios, marachim alav min hashamayim. So here, Rabbeinu Yonah develops a similar idea, as we saw previously, including in the Tiferes Yisrael, as well as in Rabbeinu Yonah himself at Avos, that Lev Tov refers to a certain kind of a personality, very easygoing, kind, people person, compassionate, genuinely, not only in deed, but also in his heart, in his genuine personality. And to some extent, he says, we saw from the Tiferes Yisrael, the idea of the Zocha to Siyata D'Shmaya. Commenting on these insights of Rabbeinu Yonah in a somewhat different way, basically making the same point, Rav Matisyahu Solomon says that this is also the relationship between Lev Tov and Kinyan Torah, because he says there's nowhere else in life that a person needs rachamei shamayim, needs God's kindness and compassion more than when it comes to learning. We sometimes think that learning and success in learning is purely a product of our own hard work and diligence or intelligence, kochivo tzemyadi, but just like it's not true in other areas of life, it's not fully true in learning as well. After all, Rav Matisyahu reminds us, we daven regularly, avinu avarachaman, hamarachim rachem aleinu, Hashem should have mercy and compassion on us. The same b'libenu, l'havinu l'haskil, l'shmoa l'omod l'amed, l'shmo v'lasos, l'kaim is kol divrei, talmud torasecha bi'ahava. So we ask for Hashem's compassion to help us, to put it in our heart, to inspire us, not only to do mitzvot, as we say at the end, but initially, l'havinu l'haskil, l'shmoa l'omod l'amed, to learn, to teach, to grow in learning, to have a kinyan Torah. So we see here, says Rav Matisyahu Solomon, and it was already, I think, really alluded to in the Tiferes Yisrael, that this kind of personality, which is personified by Lev Tov, is a person who can be Zoche to Rachmei Shemayim, or the Siyata Deshmaya that's necessary for achieving a Kinyan Torah. A second idea, which is similar to the first, and that assumes that Lev Tov refers to Midos, is something a little bit more narrow and specific. That is an idea that we find in Rav Yaakov Emden's commentary here in Perkei Avos in Lechem Shemayim. He says, what is it referring to? Shelibo panui mikina v'sina v'daga v'itzavon. And even though he refers to a few things, but the key is, and the first thing he mentions is, that a person who is free from jealousy, hatred, anxiety, other things, depression, all these kind of things which are could be negative and hold a person back. Instead, a person is much more sameach and tuv lev, and as a result, he says, lafichach, libo rachav, mekabel divrei Torah. A person is not plagued, held back, his mind is not filled up and distracted by these other negative things, like kina and sina. So then, if he's not jealous and hating of other people, as a result, his mind will be uncluttered, his heart will be open to understand the Torah. Without quoting this, without quoting Rav Yaakov Emden, but nevertheless, Rav Matisyahu Solomon, here again, the Matnas Chaim, he also makes this point, that another aspect of Lev Tov is not being jealous. And he calls our attention to a number of remarkable statements in Chazal, specifically relating to Aaron HaKohen and Moshe, that highlight the significance, the importance of avoiding jealousy. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Tes tells us that Aaron was Zocha to the Choshen on his heart, because his heart was not jealous of Moshe, who achieved greater honor. And this idea is even more amplified in a remarkable, truly remarkable medrash in the Tanchuma, in Shmos, Simon Chav Zayin, where the medrash tells us that part of the reason, or the main reason according to this medrash, that Moshe was initially hesitant to go back to Mitzrayim and redeem and liberate the Jewish people was because he was worried that he'd be stepping on his brother Aaron's toes, who was at the time a leader with the people. And if he would come back as the leader, he would totally usurp and take away Aaron's kavod and his honored position. And nevertheless, the Medrash continues, Hashem says to him, not only is Aaron not angry at you, on the contrary, he says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, Lo ichbal Aaron b'davar zeh. Aaron's not upset at all. Lo daish enu meitzar ela od sameach. Aaron's actually truly happy, genuinely happy, not jealous at all. Tidalacha, sh'amar lei, avagam hinei hu yotzei likroscha, re'echa b'sameach b'libo. And Aaron is not only going to accept you when you get there, he's going to run out to greet you and truly be happy in his heart. And the Medrash concludes, based on that, Amar Shum Bar Yochai, Halev shesameach begedulas echov, yavo v'yismach v'yilbash urim getumim. Because he was truly happy in his heart and not jealous, that's why he was rewarded with this special gift of the mitzvah, of the beged, of the of the urim getumim on his heart. This idea of jealousy, aside from being an important midah we should all work on, but specifically in the context of learning, Matisyahu Solomon points out that in fact this is something that often is a problem in the context of yeshivas and learning. And many times boys are jealous of each other, boys who they think, students they think are doing better and they're learning, and the jealousy just makes things worse, because instead of having a lev tov and working on oneself with being happy for others, it creates a lev ra. And says Rav Matisyahu, the real answer is to be happy, truly happy for others. As a basis for this, he quotes some of the very down-to-earth but truly insightful and inspiring insights offered by the Stipler Gaon in his Sefer Chaye Olam, there in Perek Yud Beis, where the Stipler describes in a way that this is very, very realistic and very insightful, how often a student will start out learning with great excitement, great tzibak ha-nefesh and cheshek, and then all of a sudden, or at least at some point, maybe it takes some process, all of a sudden the person can lose that passion and that desire and get upset. And says the Stipler, very often the reason that a person gets burnt out, so to speak, from their learning is because their self-perception is that they're not, they realize or they feel they're not being viewed as a star in the yeshiva, and that unfortunately they're too often comparing themselves to others. It says the Stipler, this is a terrible mistake. This is a terrible mistake. Instead, a person should realize that's just the actions of the Yetzer Hara. And instead, says the Stipler, you should realize that every page of Gemara, every Tosfos, every little bit of learning is a success. And if you keep at it, eventually you will feel that success. As the Gemara tells us, as Chazal tell us, Yagati v'lo matzati al ta'amin. If a person truly works hard, and they say that they weren't successful, don't believe them. Because if a person really perseveres and works hard, eventually they will be successful. The Stipler continues by pointing out the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu, Vabatrunya Imbrioso, that is, the Stipler explains, Hashem's not coming with complaints, meaning Hashem does not demand more of us than we can handle. If we see Talmidim that our friends or other people in the community, in the neighborhood, are truly smarter, learning better, bigger Talmid Chachamim, there's no reason to be jealous, because Hashem loves each and every one of us and has expectations that are personal and tailor-made to our talents and our potential. And our goal is to maximize, says the Stipler, our potential. The question is not how much we've learned, but how much of our potential we have truly, truly maximized and actualized. And he concludes this point with a citation from the Sefer HaChassidim, who says remarkably that in Olam Haba, the one who is loved more and most is not the one who knows more, but the one who worked harder. And the person who truly pushed themselves and tried hard, even if they didn't understand things in this world, in the next world, they will understand. They'll be in the top of the shir. So the Sefer Chassidim, but someone who may have understood things in this world, but didn't really push themselves and didn't really actualize their potential, in the next world, they'll be in the back of the shir, and they won't understand truly what's going on. So this is a second idea, similar to the first, in that Lev Tov is understood as good midos. But here specifically, instead of general midos, kindness, compassion, it's understood to be specifically referring to the ability to have a Lev Tov, to be happy for others, and not be jealous of them. And on one level, this connects to the Kinyan Torah, because jealousy is one of those very negative midos which can paralyze a person and very obviously hamper their learning. And furthermore, as the Stipler was elaborating on, there's an additional component, which is that jealousy comes from a lack of emunah, a lack of bitachon, a lack of realizing and understanding what Hashem truly expects of us, which is not to be as good as the next guy, but to be as good as we possibly can be. And if we have the proper hashkafos, and then we can focus without being distracted on other things, then we can truly focus on our learning, and that will be a key to our Kinyan Torah. Lastly, there is another approach here among some of the Mefarshim, which looks at Lev Tov in a completely different way. Not so much one of midos, but rather one of will or desire. The Medrash Shmuel here in Perek Vav says, Piyos kila adam shnei levavos, lev tov v'lev ra. Moshe amru chachmin ozal, b'chol levavcha, b'shnei yitzrecha, b'yitzer hatov, u'b'yitzer hara. In other words, says the Medrash Shmuel, a lev tov here is a reference to the yitzer hatov. And every person, no matter who they are born with both a yitzer hara and a yitzer hatov, a will or an inclination, a desire to do good, and unfortunately a will, an inclination, desire to do the wrong thing. And says the Medrash Shmuel, what the Brisa here is telling us is, Tzarech ha'adam she'asir v'yaveir ha'lev ra mitocho. That if one truly wants to grow in one's learning a Kinyan Torah, we have to, as best as we can, blot out or extinguish the Yetzhara from inside of us, from our personalities. Because only then, az tanuach ha'Torah v'tocho, as it says, and this is according to Pasuk and Mishle, we mentioned at the outset of the shir, lev navon tanuach chachma. So if you can truly focus on having the right rutzon, the right will, the right desire, the Yetzer Tov, then that will allow you to truly connect to and be able to successfully absorb Torah study. Rabbi Lau, in his commentary, the Yachel Yisrael, also makes this point. This is also one of the ways he explains Lev Tov, that relates to our Ratzon La'asos Tov, our desire to do good, having the will, the motivation. And he calls our attention to the commentary of the Bar Tanura back in Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, on the previous Mishnah, which we've mentioned already a few times, about this is the Derech Yishara, the key is what Rabbi Elazar had said, have a Lev Tov. So commenting on that, we've seen some other commentaries, but here the Bar Tanura says something pretty parallel, it's not identical, almost, to the Medrash Shmuel, and says the Bar Tanura, Lefisha HaLev, Hu HaManiya L'Kol Shahakochos. Basically, the heart is the engine, all other attributes. Hu HaMakor Shemimenu Noveim Kolapulos. Everything goes back to a person's heart, which he clearly means a person's desire, their will. Plenty of different actions require different parts of our body, different limbs. But nevertheless, but a person's desire, a person's will, a person's willpower, that actually is the engine that controls everything. Lev Tov. And that's what Reuchon HaMazakai had said, Ro'ani is Divrei Elazar ben Arach mi Divreichem. Because the key to everything is not how bright you are, how talented you are, how good you are at this or that. Without a desire, without a true will, without commitment, it doesn't matter what other skills and talents you have, you won't be able to succeed at anything. And specifically, when it comes to the impact on Kinyan Torah, I think the connection, of course, here is obvious. At the end of the day, and I think I certainly know this from the time that I was a younger Talmud, about myself or people who were Talmidim with me, and I've certainly seen this in my time as a rabbi and as a rebbe, that there are many people who don't always have all of the natural gifts as some other people, but people who have the ratzon la'asos tov, people who are truly motivated, who have that willpower, so they can accomplish almost anything. It really is true that the lev, the person's desire, their commitment, how bad they want it, it really is the makor shemimenu novim kolapulos. Everything flows from that. And person's ability to work hard, to get every ounce of their potential out of them, it all goes back to having a lev tov, in the sense of having a true desire. How badly do you want it? If a person really has that motivation, so this, says the Medrash Shmuel, this says the Bar Tanura, this is what it means, lev tov. So just to conclude, we started with, to summarize, we started with a number of sources earlier in Perkei Avos, as well as in Tanakh, that describe the importance not only of a lev tov, but specifically the connection between a lev tov and chachma and Torah. We wanted to know, what does lev tov mean, and what is a connection to Torah? So we started off by seeing one approach that had to do with good midos, specifically in a soft, compassionate personality, a giving person, someone who's happy to give, and it's part of their nature to give, not just that's something that they do, but it's truly part of their midas hanadivos, their personality. And we noted that whatever the exact reason is, but that type of compassion that we have to show other people, kol merachim al abrios, then Hashem is merachim alav min hashamayim. If we want to be zocha to Hashem's compassion, we have to show compassion to other people. And as we say in davening, one of the things that we need Hashem's compassion for, we can't do it on our own, we need rachmei shamayim, is when it comes to learning. So having a lev tov, being a compassionate person and helping people, being kind-hearted, is a way, a skula, if you will, to get Hashem's compassion to help us in our learning. We then saw another approach that's related to midos, but specifically the avoidance of the particularly negative and destructive mida of jealousy, and how that can plague people in all walks of life, but is particularly destructive when it comes to learning. Instead of being happy for other people's accomplishments, we're jealous, and often that jealousy is what makes things worse for us and paralyzes us, and that we can truly understand the hashkafa, that what we're expected to do is not be as good or the same as other people, but to be the best we can be, then we can have a lev tov without jealousy, and we can ultimately, if we persevere and put in our efforts, we can have our own kinyan Torah. And then lastly, we saw a completely different approach that did not associate lev tov with midos, good or bad, rather with the yetzer hatov, that a lev tov means having a will, having a desire, focusing and through discipline and commitment, that you really want to be good, you want to follow the Torah, you want to learn Torah. If a person does that, we saw from both the Medrash Shmuel and in the Bar Tzedura, this is a key to harnessing all other talents and elevating all those so that the whole is greater than the sum of any of the parts, and we can truly have a lev tov, have a full commitment and a will and a desire, and that will lead to a kinyan Torah.